If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores, like Urban Outfitters, Fenty Beauty, and Expedia. And even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
Hi, it's Megan.
And it's Rachel.
And this is your Daily Dish, Monday edition.
Monday edition.
Which means we're talking about Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Yes.
I guess I have to start by saying the highlight of the episode for me, which was Bob doing parkour.
I, like, laughed out of my chair. Like, everyone around me was like, what is going on? It was so funny when he, like, jumped down and fell.
I honestly,
like, I'm losing it kind of already again thinking about it.
I didn't know parkour was a real thing because I watched so many Office reruns and there's parkour. An episode, yeah, where, like, Michael Scott's doing parkour. I thought it was, like, just a thing that they were making up for a joke on the show.
You didn't know parkour was a thing?
No!
Where have you been? Like, where were you in the year of 2007 or whatever year that parkour? It's like people do it around, like, cities and, like, jump around buildings. It's like a huge thing.
So what came first, that or
the Office parody?
What was the planking thing?
Parkour is before planking.
Where you'd plank on weird things.
Yeah, yeah. Planking.
Oh.
Planking.
So which came first, parkour or planking?
Parkour! Parkour was like when I was in high school.
I certainly have never. Maybe in Texas it wasn't a thing.
It's too flat there. You can't parkour.
It's true.
Megan learned a lot in this episode. No, that was the funniest thing. At one point he said, like, what have you set me up for? Like, he was so upset at Sheree. It was so funny.
I was kind of like upset when Sheree said that to get her back, he would need to lose 50 pounds.
I think Bob looks great.
I do, too.
I love Bob the way he is.
More of Bob to love.
Right, I agree. But speaking of Sheree, can we talk about her book?
Right.
I looked online. You can buy it, pre-order it already. And Bob was right. On Kindle, it's for
$9.99.
Whoa. So it is $9. But yeah, I may have pre-ordered it already because I'm legitimately excited to read this book.
Yeah, how will Sheree, I guess I'm just wondering, like, how will Sheree fare as a writer? I mean, because actually, you know, Bob was sort of making fun of her past businesses, but if I remember correctly, She by Sheree did well when it was in stores.
I trust Sheree can do anything.
We'll see.
I mean, I cannot wait to read this book. I'm, like, actually legitimately excited. I love chick lit, and I feel like it's going to be, like, right in that, like, scandal zone.
Also, Rachel had said that she wants to do a Bravo book club.
I do, and this could be the first in the Bravo book club.
Listeners, would you join us? Tweet us at Bravo TV using hashtag Bravo Daily Dish. Tell us, A, if you would join, B, what you would want to read.
Right. What is the top of your Bravo book club list? Sheree's book might be it.
We also find out in this episode that Candy's former assistant kind of has been bashing her on Instagram. Todd tells her. And then Candy confronts him about it and is kind of like, no, like, I'm currently paying you to do this whole event for me for Bedroom Candy. You're not allowed to talk trash about me.
Right, and I've given you so many jobs. You did my wedding. You've gotten jobs from the jobs that I've given you.
Yeah. Well, he kind of did, he made a pretty calculated move. He goes to Phaedra to get legal counsel because he wants to sue Candy.
Right.
But I did like that Phaedra was like, first of all, I can't take this case because it's really not my expertise. But she was also just like, I won't. I'm not Pettywop.
Oh, why not? I know. It was so good. Ah, Phaedra and that tongue.
And those one-liners.
Ugh, she's so good.
So good.
I love a Phaedra Parks one-liner.
We end the episode at Club One, and Matt shows up.
I was, like, shocked watching the events go down. Because, first of all, I didn't even think he was in Charlotte.
Right. Well, because Peter was originally going to buy his plane ticket, and then Kenya was like, I've thought about it, Peter. I'm not comfortable. So Peter put a stop on the ticket order.
But then maybe didn't tell Matt.
No. She said he drove the 3 hours to be
right,
there.
Right, right.
I mean, it's all a mess.
Right.
But if it's true that he was driving for 3 hours, that to me is crazy, because to have that much time to potentially calm down, but he went the other way.
I was like, no, he's like driving and getting wound up. Who knows what music you're listening to for 3 hours?
That's
that'll
true.
Pump you up. Yeah. He needed to have some like Enya calm him down.
Who can say where the road goes?
Right.
You can play that. Or you can play my version, either way.
I mean, Megan's voice is phenomenal. But he should have listened to Megan. He should have listened to this.
So although we didn't see it, apparently Matt hit Kenya's driver because she wasn't letting him into her side of the car. I don't know. It was all so crazy and it all happened so fast. But I do like that Cynthia and Peter and Todd were giving Kenya kind of some tough love at the end, where they're just like, you also need to cut him out. Like, it can't just be that he should cut this nonsense out. Like, you shouldn't be texting him. You're just, he's not in a great space. And, like, when you text him, you're giving him maybe hope that there's something there, but also maybe you're winding him up.
Right. Well, she's got to protect herself.
Yes.
And Matt.
Yes.
Like, I truly don't think she wants any harm to come of him. I don't think that she wants him to cause any harm. Like, I think she hates that he does this kind of stuff and doesn't want that from him. So
there are too many feelings right now between the two of them. And they both just need a cooling off period.
Right, because every time they get in contact with each other, they get angry.
Right. So it's better
to
just
get upset.
Right.
They get emotional.
But we actually got a relationship update from her on Watch What Happens Live.
We did. So yeah, on Watch What Happens Live this week, Andy asked her point blank.
So are you two completely over?
Yeah.
You are completely over.
They're done. Definitively.
Wow.
Because the last time she was on Watch What Happens, it was not clear if they were together or not.
Well, I guess we'll see if this is the last we see of them on this season.
I know, I wonder. Can't wait to find out.
Next episode seems to be a little bit on the lighter side, because Kenya and Cynthia decide they are going to move in with Candy.
What?
So I can't wait to see how that all turns out.
Kenya and Cynthia?
Yeah.
I mean, Candy's got a big house.
Well, that was your Daily Dish.
Yeah, Atlanta, big episode this week.
I need to rest. I feel exhausted having watched it and just talking about it. It's a lot to unpack.
Right. I'm not doing any parkour anytime soon. And if you missed Bob doing parkour, you can always catch up on full episodes at bravotv.com and using the Bravo Now app.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Once upon a beat,
Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me,
DJ Fuse,
and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat.